Welcome back to the Japan Business and Real Estate News Podcast. I'm Pretty Donnelly, Sales and Marketing Manager with Nippon Tradings International. Today, I'll give you the top four reasons why the Japanese property market remains resilient, but why the retail market is trailing behind. And because of the continued interest, I will share more on abandoned homes. So let's begin. First up, Japan real estate investment market remains resilient while it struggles with pandemic recovery. Here are the top four reasons why. First, no other market in Asia has the liquidity and stability Japan offers. Not only does the country typically account for the largest share of annual transaction volumes in the region, it has long been perceived as a safe haven, underpinned by political stability, a relatively high level of market transparency, and a large pool of core properties with creditworthy tenants. Second, the strength of domestic capital makes Japan's property market more resilient to external shocks. It also adds depth to the sector, providing a solid foundation for overseas investors to achieve scale. Third, the investment market is broadening out, with buyers looking beyond Tokyo. Osaka, Japan's second largest city, was the world's 15th most widely traded property market in the first quarter, while the greater Osaka, Nagoya, and Fukuoka regions together accounted for a quarter of deals in Japan last year, compared with 12% in 2010, data from JLL shows. Fourth, the maturity of Japan's real estate market and its ample liquidity are particularly advantageous in the logistics and multifamily sectors, the two most popular asset classes since the pandemic erupted. Now, the retail sector is trailing behind. According to the Retail Gazette, the luxury retail in the Japanese market was hit hard by the pandemic and shrank by 23%, the first decline since 2009. Japanese consumers tend to buy such items in stores, and non-essential retailers have been closed for much of the last year, with few sales moving online. While the high disposable income of consumers offers an attractive market with high potential, foreign retailers are struggling to enter the Japanese retail market. Even large foreign entrants such as Walmart or Tesco have reported their failed attempts to penetrate the rigid retail structure. Among retailers successful in garnering consumers' attention are online platforms. Amazon has successfully expanded to the Japanese market, competing against domestic enterprises for the position as the leading e-commerce site in Japan. On the bright side, luxury retailers generally trade well because Japanese consumers value quality and regard such purchases as long-term investments. So the market is expected to recover well post-pandemic. Now, let's go back to abandoned homes. There has been a fair bit of interest recently in Japan's abandoned homes. The visual for some might be dilapidated, dumpster fire type properties, but this is not true for all. The price can vary significantly. According to Matt Ketchum, co-founder of Akiya and Inaka, akiyainaka.com, a cabin in the woods type property on a plot of land, say 500 to 600 square meters in Kanagawa, could cost $6,000. That's US dollars, whereas north of Mount Fuji, you're looking at about $600,000 to $850,000. These would be more like mini hotels with multiple stories, hot springs, Japanese gardens, all the bells and whistles. In another case, a vacant property in Nagano, a city popular for its skiing tourism, has been seen to be furnished with kitchen utensils, television, and furniture. What brings the price down is that generally a buyer pays for just the land, not the property. So if you're thinking about moving to the countryside to get away from the crowded city post-pandemic with a need for fresh air, greenery, rivers, it is doable, and you can still find such properties close enough to the city to still enjoy the nightlife. Perhaps you're looking for a mini hotel with surfing and a spa for short-term rentals. That would mean finding a location that authorizes registration for short-term rentals. Or you might have a family with children and want a four-bedroom home where they can amuse themselves with rural life and baby goats. Can you really say no to baby goats? Perhaps you need a place for teleworking as a midway point between home and office to share space, as is quite popular with career women over the age of 40. Recognizing the growing anxiety of living in a crowded city, coupled with the fear of how to move to the countryside, according to Matt, all you need is an idea of what you want. But is it worth it? The approximate cost for renovations for an Akiya property would be between, in US dollars, $50,000 and $100,000, much more affordable than purchasing a property in the city. Of course, prior to the renovations, a survey and inspection on the land and structure will confirm if the soil is safe to build on and the condition of the structure. Expect to pay approximately $500 to $800 for the inspection. If you're thinking of purchasing for investment purposes, you can expect to generate between $30 to $60 a night and attract both local and foreign visitors, because for some, the attraction is the cultural experience. For others, it's about making connections with farmers, architects, artists, and like-minded people in a community. Something to think about as we start to evolve post-pandemic, opening our eyes and minds to new concepts. That's it for this episode, folks. Thanks for listening. We are a Japanese proxy helping foreigners access properties in the second largest real estate economy in the world for investment purposes and for personal use. We hope you will visit our updated website with business news and property listings at nippontradings.com. At NTI, this is Pretty, keeping you informed of the latest trends, business news, and featured properties in the Japanese real estate market. If you're new to the Japanese property market and have questions, we're always happy to talk shop. Drop us a line at info@nippontradings.com. Thank you.